Closing sales is the toughest part for many salespeople. Are you finding it tough to seal the deal? Look no further than the Perfect Close method by James Muir. This approach is a game changer, offering a straightforward yet effective way to close sales without resorting to pushy tactics. It's adaptable to any sales scenario and doesn't require you to become a slick, manipulative salesperson. This method is all about collaboration, not confrontation. It's grounded in psychology and boasts a high success rate, all while being easy to grasp in just 5 minutes. By using this technique, salespeople can build genuine connections with their customers, empowering them to feel in control of the buying process while being gently guided by the salesperson. Upgrade sales closing techniques. Sales remains a challenging field, especially in today's complex market. With success rates declining, turnover in sales roles remains high. However, mastering the art of closing can significantly improve your selling abilities, even when meeting only 50% to 60% of your sales quota. Sales jobs often see high turnover rates because many salespeople struggle to achieve success. However, closing deals becomes much easier when you know how to do it right. When you approach closing in this way, you won't pressure potential customers. Instead, you'll become more like their guide and advisor. It all starts by asking yourself three important questions before reaching out to a potential client. Why should this client meet with me? What do I want the client to do? And how can I offer something valuable during our interaction? Execute Perfect Close in 7 steps. To ace your sales game, follow these 7 steps religiously. They'll be your go-to guide for nailing sales meetings and presentations and sealing the deal. 1. Research your prospects. Dive deep into understanding your potential customers. Be like a detective, gathering information about who they are and what they need. Find out their characteristics, concerns, challenges, and goals. Look into their company's financial health. Also, see if any of your competitors are already in talks with them. Identify the key decision makers in their organization. Is your first contact with them their boss or someone else? 2. Identify your value proposition. Figure out what specific value you can bring to the table for this prospect. Ask yourself, why should this client give me their time? This boils down to your value proposition, which is the measurable benefit your product or service offers to a particular prospect. To be successful in sales, you must know your value proposition for each client. 3. Ask the right questions. Asking the right questions at the right time can either seal the deal or leave it hanging. These questions are super valuable because they help customers. This is why they talk to salespeople instead of just buying stuff online. Customers want help and value from knowledgeable salespeople. Plus, asking smart questions helps you learn important things about your customers and what they need. 4. Move forward with clarity. To move a sale along, you need clear, actionable steps. These steps should be specific, achievable, and measurable, guiding your prospect towards taking the actions necessary for progressing the sale. 5. Discover unexpected value. Understanding what your prospect values most can set you apart. Many clients underestimate the value a salesperson can bring. Surprise them by going above and beyond their expectations. Whether it's providing insightful ideas or helping them identify their needs more clearly, delivering unexpected value can be a game changer in closing the deal. 6. Create a clear schedule. Salespeople need a daily plan to succeed. Make a formal agenda outlining your objectives for meetings with potential clients. Work together with your clients to plan these meetings. After each meeting, confirm the details and dates for upcoming ones to keep the sales process moving forward. 7. Get in the right mindset. Prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for client meetings to ensure success. Be clear about your intentions from the beginning of the sales process. Let prospects know you're not just focused on making a sale, but genuinely want to help them solve their problems. This clarity builds trust and fosters better communication. To achieve every sale, focus on reaching two key questions that move things forward. First, ask, "Does it make sense for us to X?" This sets the stage for the prospect to suggest the next move. Then, follow up with, "What is a good next step then?" For instance, you might ask, "Does it make sense for us to discuss a workflow analysis to find efficiencies?" The prospect usually fills in the details. They might respond with, "That assessment sounds useful. Could we see an example of what you've done for another client?" Once you're there, you know your next move. Practice this perfect close until it becomes second nature. Crack 22 closing codes. Closing deals don't have to feel like a high-pressure situation. It can be enjoyable and effective when you know the secrets to closing sales. Let's break it down in a straightforward way. 1. The best closers know how to guide prospects without making them feel pressured. 2. Complicated closing techniques are not worth of your time. The perfect closing strategy should be easy to learn and use naturally. 3. Closing requires asking for commitments, but it's all about how you ask. Never be pushy or aggressive. 4. Smart salespeople know that closing a deal isn't about pressuring prospects, but about providing valuable assistance. Their approach to closing is both savvy and ethical, never crossing personal or professional boundaries. 5. Your approach matters, but your intentions matter even more. Keep them honest and ethical. 6. Successful closings don't happen by accident. Plan your approach carefully. 7. Understand the difference between moving the sale forward and just dragging it out. 8. Every interaction with a prospect should have a clear goal in mind. 9. Make sure your prospects understand the value you're offering them. 10. Get creative in your sales meetings to keep them productive and profitable. 11. Every interaction with a prospect is important. Treat it as such. 12. Successful salespeople know how to solve problems for their customers. 13. Preparation is key to success. Don't leave it to chance. 14. To succeed in sales, you need to be proactive and organized. Sales success doesn't just happen. It comes from careful planning and deliberate action. 15. Make sure you have the tools you need to succeed, including an organized schedule. 16. When salespeople ask potential clients directly about scheduling a specific meeting time, it makes it harder for clients to say no. However, clients can still ask to change the meeting time if needed. To figure out if a meeting time works for a client, you can ask, "Does it make sense for us to X?" For example, "Does it make sense to discuss scheduling a site visit so you can see the product in person?" Salespeople need to choose the right actions at the right times. Acting too soon might scare off potential clients, while waiting too long could make the opportunity vanish. 17. Sales professionals must engage in the right actions at the right times. Jumping in too soon risks scaring off leads, while waiting too long could mean missing out on viable opportunities. By asking if a course of action makes sense, salespeople keep prospects informed without putting pressure on them to act. 18. Asking the right questions elevates the emotional environment of the sales process, promoting better communication and understanding between the salesperson and the prospect. This approach is vital for success in sales, regardless of experience level. 19. Timing issues in sales should be distinguished from pricing issues. While timing can often be negotiated, mistaking it for a pricing concern can lead to missed opportunities. 20. It's important to note that prospects are more likely to engage in sales steps they suggest themselves. 21. Every salesperson, even those who are really good at their job, started out with no or very little experience in sales. 22. Even those new to sales can achieve success quickly by employing these tactics effectively. Drive progression, not stagnation, in sales. Knowing the answer to an essential question is vital. What do I want my prospect to achieve after our meeting? Your sales plan should guide prospects on what actions to take next. Closing deals requires purposeful advancement. The sale won't progress on its own. But always aim for the highest level of commitment from your prospects. You want them to agree to the most they can reasonably commit to based on your interactions with them. When dealing with engagements, it's crucial to differentiate between advances and continuations. While advances signify progress and agreement on specific actions, continuations merely indicate an ongoing discussion without any concrete decisions. Continuations can lead to repetitive conversations and unnecessary delays. Aim for advances to avoid wasting time and ensure clarity in your engagements. Authenticity breeds customer devotion. Sales isn't just about following the right steps. It's about genuinely caring for your customers. To succeed, you need to believe in what you're offering and how it can benefit your clients. Building lasting relationships and securing repeat business hinges on your sincere belief that your product or service can truly help your customers achieve their goals. When you close a deal, it's not just about your success, it's about feeling good for your customers too. Your focus should always be on providing value and support to those who buy from you. This genuine care for your customers not only promotes loyalty, but also ensures that your efforts are geared towards their success. Key points. 1. ACE, the perfect close method for effective and ethical sales without resorting to pushy tactics. 2. Focus on collaboration, not confrontation, by building genuine connections with customers. 3. Follow 7 simple steps for successful sales meetings and deal closures. 4. Prioritize understanding your prospects, identifying value propositions, and asking the right questions. 5. Drive progression in sales by striving for advances, not continuations, in customer interactions. 6. Authenticity is key. Genuinely caring for customers breeds loyalty and success in sales. 7. Sales success is about providing value and support to customers, not just closing deals.